LaPointe Center in LaPointe, Wisconsin. And Marcus.
Just a
yes.
couple
oh, wait, sorry.
Photos here. Artists.
So this is LaPointe Center in what's currently known as LaPointe, Wisconsin. Summary here, artist Christopher Luder, accompanied by Catherine Morso, who is a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Ojibwe will design a large-scale jingle dress dancer. They plan to travel to powwows to bead and create jingles and hold a two-week workshop on Madeline Island to finish the project by September 30th, Treaty Day, when they'll have a celebration. They're asking for $5,000. All of that is going to artistic fees. I read this application several times because I have questions, some concerns. I thought the timeline was very clear. In fact, the timeline was seems solid. They had planned out this project very well, I thought, with the powwows, with travel, with all that. I guess my big concern, while they had buy-in from tribal leadership, and Catherine is Anishinaabe, it's really unclear if there's buy-in from the native artists. In fact, I was struggling to see if this was a project for Christopher Luder. More than it was for the native artists. I'm concerned, and this is one of those things where I both appreciate that they were very forthright in saying Luder does not have expertise in Anishinaabe culture, but that lack of expertise, he is the lead artist, is a big concern for me. It was also unclear. They've got a lot in their budget for native seamstresses. They've got for drummers, for storytellers, but they had not yet, as far as I could tell, really identified many of those people. And it looks like they were not planning on paying any of the folks who were doing, who were creating the jingles. So that's where I'll stop.
Ron, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, and what I really liked about the application was that it was coming from the community, all the community meetings, and it seemed to be like a educational piece that was going to use art as its focus in building community. So I guess that's what I seen as the strength.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't find that having a non-native artist being the lead artist on this. I thought that in looking at some of his past work that it could leave a long and lasting impression on people who visited. So in regards to that, I thought that education and the cultural piece was really good on this application.
Thanks, Ron.
I was unclear as to what the focused folk art was. I assumed that it was a jingle dress dancer, but then we saw no work samples of any of the jingle dress things. I felt like it got lost in this complex you know, all these big issues are going on, and it's so compelling, and it was just like a drama to read. And I mean, this community is facing some big issues, and this project just gets so many aspects of it, it seems not feasible to me. I mean, the jingle dress dance aspect seems definable in a project, but then even the logistics of that, like how are they going to get a 12-foot sculpture around to all these places without it falling apart? It's just, I get worried about the details of it. There's some great ambitious goals here that the community wants, and I just don't know if I see that it's actually possible through what the text. And it just, and also the text gets, seems to get, the narrative gets bogged down in these larger goals of afterwards we're going to accomplish these things, of going to schools, and this Act 31 aspect of it. And it was just, you can't do that in this time period. Wonderful plans. I mean, this could be a future goal, could be ongoing for years. But I just think that it actually made the application weaker by promising those things, because it just doesn't seem like you could accomplish it in this time period. So it just, so much going on. I feel like it might have benefited from just focusing more on the jingle dress and that aspect of it, and sort of leaving the rest of it out. I understand that want need to have context, but it was just overwhelming to me, and it's hard to understand how it would work.
I like the context. I think, I think the context was really good. It helped you understand what the importance of the project was. I like the idea of, and I don't know about the logistics of it again. I like the idea of this sort of being like a collaborative, multi-community built project. I really thought that was creative and interesting idea of a way, ways to bring people together. But I didn't have thought as much about my deliverance, like an outsider, just thinking of it as like a master artist who is coordinating things. Yeah, but I don't know about the logistics of doing this so much. But I think the vision is really good, and I thought the context was deep and meaningful.
Josh, you have any comments on this one?
Yeah, I agree with the comments about the logistics. I think this was a really ambitious project. And so I wonder if it's possible to see it through to the end. I also wanted to note that it looks like the vast majority of their cash match is from a pending contribution from a city foundation for $10,000. And so I'm just wondering what would happen if we gave them this grant money and then they don't get this $10,000 foundation. Will they have the financial resources to see this project through?
Good eye on the budget there.
Yeah, that was one of the things I also would have liked to see, more variety of public versus private funding sources. They were really banking on one